Sri Vilap Kusumanjali by Sri Raghunath Das Goswami Pad. Verse 1. My dear Rupa Manjari, in the town of Braj, you are well known for your chastity. You don't even look at the faces of other men. It is surprising, therefore, that your lips, that are as beautiful as red bimba fruits, have been bitten, although your husband is not at home. Perhaps this has been done by the best of parrots? 2. O Stella Lakshmalini, Land Lotus, it is fitting that you are laughing very proudly through your flower bunches, since the black bee Krishna has left all the fragrant flowers in the forest to search for you alone. 3. O Rati Manjari, you are the most fortunate cowherd girl in the abode of the King of Braj. When your mistress, Sri Radhika, forgets her beloved sash of bells due to absorption in her love play, Radha asks you to fetch it from the cave where she left it. 4. I take shelter of my teacher, Yarunandan Acharya, who is so powerful because he is so dear to Yarunandan Sri Krishna, and who personally showered me with the nectar of his matchless mercy. 5. I worship Sri Chaitanya Chandra, who with the ropes of his mercy suddenly pulled me out of the deep, inescapable, waterless well of household life, which is full of limitless suffering. And Mahaprabhu gave me shelter at the tips of his feet that defeat the beauty of lotus flowers. And he entrusted me into the care of Sri Sarup Damodar. 6. I take shelter of my Lord Sanatana Goswami, who was an ocean of compassion and who always felt sorry for the suffering of others, although I was blinded by ignorance and unwilling to, he diligently made me drink the nectar of devotion laced with renunciation. 7. O Swamini Radhe, the heart of this maidservant constantly burns in a great fire of separation from you. Being thus afflicted and crying with great love, I lament in the following verses. 8. O Devi Radhe, I am helpless and afflicted in the middle of an ocean of sorrow. Please take me to the wonderful abode of your lotus feet in the powerful boat of your mercy. 9. O Devi, this person has died from the bites of the black snake of separation from you. please revive me with the medicinal lac that anoints your lotus feet. 10. O Devi, I am a maidservant of your lotus-like feet, but my vine-like body is burning in the forest fire of separation from you. Please revive me at once with your nectarine glances. O Sumukhi, when will I, even in dream, be justified in calling my head the highest limb, Uttamanga, of my body, by beautifying it with a glistening, fragrant pollen of your lotus feet? 12. O Kalyani, when will the jingling of your ankle bells that resembles an ocean of nectarine rust cure my deafness? O Devi, when you go out to meet Krishna in the moonlit night, your eyes fearfully move in all directions, like bumblebees, turning the whole forest into blue lotus petal interiors. Is this person not to be seen by these eyes? 14. O Vrindavaneshwari, ever since some Manjari named Rupa filled my eyes with light in Brajabhumi, I have strongly desired to see the red lac on your lotus feet. 15. O blooming lotus-eyed Radhe, when will my eyes directly saw your pond, Radhakund, which is filled with sweet water and lotus flowers, surrounded by blissfully humming bees? Then I really got the desire to taste the nectar of your service. 16. O Devi, I shall never pray to you for anything else but the excellent service of your lotus feet. I offer my constant obeisances to the idea of becoming your friend, but I really relish the idea of becoming your maidservant. 17. O Radha, whose golden hue possesses the pride of the color of a turmeric bulb scratched by a fingernail, when will you, having out of great satisfaction marked my arms with your emblems of good fortune that are anointed with your very lovely foot lac, bestow the service of your lotus feet on me?